The race to replace retiring U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski pits a well-known Democratic congressman with deep pockets against a lesser-known Republican member of the House of Delegates. WYPR's John Lee reports that GOP candidate Kathy Chalega is counting on her life story to trump Democrat Chris Van Hollen's political advantages.
On a recent evening at the Birdland Sports Bar on Bel Air Road, Kathy Chalega was making her pitch to about 30 people, most of them already on board with her campaign.
36 years ago, Mark and I eloped. We had $5 in our pocket, minimum wage jobs, and no car.
But they went on to start a construction business. Chalega plans to use her pull-yourself-up-by-your-bootstrap story to contrast herself with her opponent, Democratic Congressman Chris Van Hollen.
You know, Ivy League, privileged white guy versus the blue-collar, small business owner.
Chalega has a compelling life story that could resonate with voters, according to Melissa Deckman, who is a political science professor at Washington College. But Deckman doubts it will be enough to defeat Van Hollen, even though Governor Larry Hogan showed 2 years ago a Republican can win in blue Maryland. Deckman says it's a different mix of voters in a presidential election year.
So you're going to have more minorities voting, you're going to have more younger voters, and they tend not to vote Republican.
Also, Van Hollen is a prodigious fundraiser. In the last campaign finance report, he had $1.8 million on hand, nearly 10 times what Chalega had. And then there's Donald Trump. Chalega says she will support the nominee of her party, but she says she's not sure she will attend the GOP convention next month.
But I've also been very clear to call out when he's wrong. And that's another opportunity, I think, for voters to say, you know what, I'm independent.
For example, Chalega says it was insulting to all Americans for Trump to say a federal judge could not be impartial hearing a civil suit filed against him because the judge's parents were born in Mexico. But Deckman says Chalega might not be going far enough in cutting political ties with Trump because she could lose independents, voters she needs to win. Chalega served as Congressman Andy Harris's chief of staff when he was a state senator. In 2010, she ran for and won a seat in the House of Delegates, representing parts of Baltimore and Harford counties. She currently is the minority whip. Chalega says if she's elected to the Senate, she will be able to reach across the aisle and work with Democrats. But Delegate Dan Morheim, a Democrat who has known Chalega for years, is not so sure.
Kathy is a nice person, but she's also a hard-hedged ideologue.
One example Morheim gives is gun control, and it's an area where Chalega and Van Hollen have deep differences. Van Hollen is a strong supporter of gun restrictions. Chalega voted against legislation that, among other things, requires gun buyers to get fingerprinted and bans assault weapons in Maryland. Back in April, Chalega handily won the Republican primary, defeating 13 other candidates. On the morning of the primary, Patrick Cassidy was lined up to vote in a Baltimore County precinct, and he was casting his ballot for Chalega.
She seems like a down-to-earth woman, a person who has Maryland interests at heart, and also a person who's willing to compromise because we have a sore need for compromise in the Congress.
But first, Chalega needs to win in November. Tonight, Governor Hogan will lend his star power to a fundraiser for Chalega in Queen Anne's County. It's a twofer as Chalega hitches her wagon to the popular governor and raises much-needed cash. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.